This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now for Today on Twitter, where we're looking at a classic case of how not to behave after a road accident. You might have seen this. It's a video of a man bullying a woman after a road accident, and it went viral on WhatsApp. And of course, as is usually the case, started making the rounds on Twitter as well. And Sharmila, lay the scene for us. It's quite a scene.
I would highly recommend that you watch the video, because the true awfulness of it isn't clear until you do. But let me try and explain. So the accident happened last Saturday afternoon on the Federal Highway, and it involved a man in a Proton Gen 2, a woman in a BMW. Now, she rear-ended him, it looked like. And in the aftermath of that accident, the man essentially started demanding that she hand him over her IC, and she refused. She instead suggested that that they could go to the police station. And then you can see him grabbing her handbag from her car seat, essentially attempting to hold her handbag hostage until she hands him her IC. In the video, you can hear her trying to reason with him, but then he gets into his car, takes the handbag with him, and demands that she follow him as a passenger to the police station. It sort of goes on for a bit, lots of back and forth, her insisting that what he was doing was wrong, and him insisting that if she refused to give him the IC, he was going to take the bag. So, very messy. Now, since then, that man has been identified and arrested, but I think it does open up a lot of questions in terms of, well, one, who would behave this way? But secondly, and more importantly, I think, what is actually supposed to happen if you get into one of these fender benders or a minor road accident? What is the right procedure? What do people have the right to tell you to do?
The idea that anybody has the right to take your personal property,
yes,
just because they think that they have a version of the law, I think, in which we must somehow together hold hands and go to the police station. You know, it's a very odd state of mind, I think. It also perhaps speaks to the exactly what you're saying, right? Most of us, I think, have a rough idea of how we're supposed to behave. It's supposed to be part of what we learn before we take our driver's test and so on. We should have a rough idea of what the parameters of behavior are if we get into a car accident, right? A minor one. And this is not that. Essentially, everything that happened here is not correct. So for what it's worth, according to the Road Transport Act, after a road accident, both drivers should stop safely. They should provide one another their name and address. If you are not the vehicle owner, for example, then you give the name and address of the vehicle owner. And subsequently, you report the road accident at the nearest police station within 24 hours. You do not have to go together. You do not have to go to the same police station. The point is, two reports should be made. And that is the long and short of it. Like, that is what is supposed to happen. And also, for what it's worth, no one is allowed to ask for someone else's IC and just hold on to it for dear life, unless you are a registration officer of JPN, the NRD, the National Registration Department. You're a police officer, custom officer, you're a member of the armed forces on duty, or you're a public officer authorized by the Director General. And in all those instances, you should have identification to prove that's who you are. Otherwise, again, you cannot do this.
It is an interesting one, isn't it? Because a lot of us are in a sort of disarrayed state if we get into one of these accidents. And I think the less you know about it, the less we're able to control the situation or understand what it is we can and cannot do, what we can and cannot be asked to do. And I've heard of so many cases of people being threatened or being strong-armed. Even the whole, well, let's not make a police report, let's settle now, you know, these kinds of things. And I was watching that video and I was thinking to myself, well, if I had been caught in the woman's situation, I'm not sure that especially if I was alone, I think I would feel quite threatened.
I wouldn't feel quite threatened. I would feel very, very threatened indeed, because it's bad enough that you've gotten into an accident. I think at that point, adrenaline is usually pretty high. You know, everyone, especially if you are the person who is the last car, you know, there's a lot of apologies. There's a lot of worry about how much this is going to cost. And then to be faced with somebody who is essentially bullying you, not just bullying you, but then actually grabbing your things and insisting on the rightness of their very wrong way. I think that, you know, all of that would be a very, very confusing experience. And definitely, as someone who is a woman who drives alone fairly often, this is my worst nightmare. This is one of my worst nightmares. The only way this could have been worse is if it happened at night.
This is one of my worst nightmares. Yes, the other thing that I really dislike, and that's actually happened to me since we are talking about road bullies in general, is when, let's say you overtake someone or you make a small misdemeanor on the road and they start tailing you to intimidate you. Mm. I hate that. And I don't know why people think that that's an effective way to teach me a lesson. I often know I've done something wrong. I would even sort of wave and sort of like sheepishly like say sorry. But then turning that into an opportunity to bully and threaten someone else, I just don't understand it.
I mean, there's also the next level of that, right? There are several levels here of horrible behavior. So that's a bad level. And then when they want to up the ante, they overtake you in turn and then brake really hard in the hopes of forcing an accident or, you know, just again, look, lots of bad behavior, not all of it gets captured on dash cams or, you know, gets captured on camera and goes on WhatsApp. The point being, I think we've all had our own experiences. So we want to know, have you encountered a road bully? Do you want to share your stories with us? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're talking about this because there was a video that went viral on Twitter of a man demanding that a woman hand him her IC after a road accident. And when she refused, he took her handbag hostage. So yeah, have you seen the video? Have you had something like this happen to you? Again, share your thoughts with us and keep it here. BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:48 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And today we've been spending the 5 o'clock hour talking about very different things. So on Popit Popit Parliament, we covered vernacular schools and national identity, the topic that keeps on giving. We also spoke about contract doctors, film censorship, because if you, like me, had a Today I Learned moment, then well, we found out together that the Film Censorship Board actually sits under the Home Ministry as opposed to the Ministry of Communications and Multimedia Affairs, because it's about national security. And in line with that, we've just been asking you for your thoughts on any and all of those topics. We also talked about road rage and bullying, because on today on Twitter, we discussed how there's a video of a man essentially demanding that after a minor accident, a woman hand him her IC. When she refused, he took her handbag hostage. It was a very unpleasant exchange. And anyway, he's been identified and arrested because, yeah, he was wrong. And we've been asking you for your road bully stories as well. Now, on to the messages. We have, first of all, this one from Lok on the subject of road bullies.
Lok says, Malaysia is full of such magnanimously kind and friendly creatures.
You know, we are. The truth is, I think that we are, but not on the roads, where for some reason we are all transformed into gremlins. We just really behave very poorly on the road.
I think that one of the things is particularly post-pandemic. I feel like you're either on the offensive and just out there wanting to reclaim the roads with a vengeance, or you're on the defensive and hating everyone else. So I don't think there's any middle point here.
You could also vacillate between the two. Like, you start off defensive, somebody does you wrong, and then you go on the offensive. It's horrible. We're all just out of practice at driving normally, I think. We also have Adlina, who says, I just can't believe that there are people like this in this day and age. He wasn't even wearing a mask and he tried to take the lady's bag from her. This man needs a lot of lessons in manners and treating people correctly. If I was the lady, I would have clawed him out of the car.
I didn't even notice the mask. That's how appalled I was at the video. But yes, you're right. An additional layer of awfulness.
Yeah, I did notice the mask simply because nowadays I think seeing another human, like a stranger's face up close, is a novelty. You know, you almost never see it happen anymore. And so I did think that. But yeah, I was, you know, you said earlier that you would recommend people watch the video. And I agree, because I think that if you haven't actually seen the level of entitlement with which the bag was taken and just held onto. It's hard for us to describe, but yeah, keep those thoughts coming. We're getting more messages still and we'll come back for them. In Parliament, though, we have this one on the subject of film censorship from Steve, who says, I don't support this decision by whoever is making the decisions, especially on the Chinese film, The Battle of Chungking Lake. It was shown in Singapore. There was no fuss. What's wrong with the censorship board? And then goes on. This is the part I wasn't sure about. But anyway, nowadays, most films can be viewed online. In fact, I have watched it online recently to keep up with the current trend of watching movies online.
So I just wanted to say right now, I am not supporting illegal acquiring of films.
We don't know that it was that.
We don't
it's
know.
Just
that's
online.
True. Watching online might mean streaming, which is perfectly valid. But I just wanted to say that this, in essence, is the problem when censorship is done willy-nilly with no specific agenda or seemingly something that doesn't make sense to us as an audience, because then people are just going to, I think, seek nefarious means to watch them anyway. I think a rating system is important, because if the idea is to have things that are age appropriate, but not censorship, and certainly not the kind that we see where everything's just chopped off. You literally lurch from one scene to another.
I come back to the point about national security. Fine. If that is the case, okay. But I just need more of an explanation. If things are not making their way here, like literally not being shown on screen, I would like to know what exactly, you know, the themes are that threaten national security or that impinge on national security. Because I've never viewed films through that lens, so I don't know. We also have Anonymous saying, in addition to frogs, we now have chameleons. Oh, come to think about it, we also have dinosaurs. Malaysian politics looks like a sci-fi movie come alive.
I love the merging of themes of different aspects of Parliament today. Yes, I don't want to name names, but yes, we do have politicians who seem to change their colours very quickly.
Now, back to the subject of road bullies and what is and is not appropriate behavior on the roads. We have, let's see, this from Maggie, who says, I was told not to get down from the car since all insurance claims require police reports. I would just tell the other person I'll be making a police report. After hearing what happened to that lady, I would even lock my car door and keep the windows as high as possible. Tailgating. I once took the road towards a police station that was nearby and I also waved him to follow my car. The car did not follow.
That's actually one of my things as well. If anyone starts getting a little too intimidating on the road, I just start driving to the nearest police station.
Yes. Do you get down from your car?
You know, until Maggie said it, I didn't think about it. I usually do because I need to examine the damage, no? That's usually why I get down, but probably not if it happened to me in a dark and lonely road.
Yes, I agree. I usually get down partly out of, partly exactly like you, for practical reasons. You need to see what happened to your car, but partly out of courtesy as well. Whether I'm the wronged party or the wrongdoer, I think that just meeting people halfway is important. But then you're right. After seeing these sorts of moments, you're like, oh, I'm not sure if that's the smartest move. We also have Liv saying, it's super disheartening whenever my partner and I come across such characters on the road, particularly men being ungentlemanly or bullies. What do they get out of bullying and intimidating? Does it make them feel bigger?
That's a good question, isn't it? I don't know. I am going to extend a point and say people who behave like this with strangers probably aren't much better in their personal lives either.
I mean, again, I would suggest everyone watch the video. I think that perhaps gives a sense of why it is that we're saying what we're saying. Just on the topic of film censorship, David, because I want to read this one because I agreed. David said, I watched Marvel's Eternals. The censorship literally cut all the kissing scenes. It is stupid. And yes, I mean, I think this is what you were referring to earlier, right? With the choppy cutting.
It was actually literally the movie I was thinking of. The lurching of scenes.
Because it goes from, people's faces are getting closer. Oh, it's a forest. Like, you're like, oh, okay, that's what's happening. Anyway, keep your thoughts coming. Whether it is about film censorship in Malaysia and how we're doing on that front, or if it's about road bullies, which we're talking about because of a video that went viral of a man holding a woman's bag hostage after she refused to hand him her IC, which she did not have to give. We've been asking you for your thoughts. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, after this, after the 6 o'clock news on Inside Story today, we are going to be talking about the Omicron variant, the new variant of COVID-19, the new kid on the block that nobody asked for. And essentially, we're going to be looking into the science of it, what we know so far, how it's potentially going to impact our economy and our fight against the pandemic, and also criticisms that the West is being racist in spinning a narrative about this, because they've been calling, you might have seen headlines calling it the South African variant. So all of that will be coming up after the news. We would like to know, though, I mean, are you worried when we hear about new variants? Again, those numbers, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.